Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to the BetQL guest line to welcome in Bailey Johnson from the Washington Post. Hello, Bailey. How do you do?
Good, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yo, thank you for joining us. Have you gotten any sleep? Because I got out of Philly when the TV was over, but you had to write, and writing takes a lot more time.
Does it take a ton more time when we've got a print deadline to hit? But I got home around 1:30 in the morning, so got a solid couple hours.
You got back to D.C.?
Yes.
Wow. All right. You beat me then. Good for you. So what do you make of
a better plan than you?
Most people do, Brian. I'm not much of a planner. If you want to follow Bailey on social media, at Bailey A. Johnson _ on Twitter, X, whatever the hell you want to call it. What do you make of this Caps season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to say they did anything other than overachieve. I'm not sure. I certainly didn't think 6 months ago that I would be sitting here making plans to cover a playoff series. I don't even think I thought that a month ago or 2 weeks ago, even as it looked like they were hanging around the edge and maybe we're going to sneak in. I mean, it's been an interesting year with the way the core has started to turn over. I pulled out last night their line chart from game one against Pittsburgh in October, and I knew that Nicholas Backstrom and Evgeny Kuznetsov were the top two centers on the team at that time, but to see it written out and then compare it to last night when Connor McMichael's the number one center and Evgeny Kuznetsov doesn't play here anymore and Nicholas Backstrom has stepped away, it's pretty crazy to think about how much has changed this year and this team still found a way to get into the playoffs.
When you look at the way that they play now in being in the playoffs, does this say that they are ahead or this was just something that happened?
Maybe just something that happened. I mean, it's certainly been, they've gotten great contributions from guys like Connor McMichael, Hendrix LaPierre, Alexi Protas has had a big year. So their young guys are starting to contribute more and are kind of starting to turn things over heading into what will eventually be a new era. But at the same time, they sold at the trade deadline. They weren't actively making moves to try to get in. The approach was sort of, if we happen to get in, awesome, really good experience for the young players and for the veterans to get to go what might only be one more time. But I would say kind of a little more something that just happened.
How many of the young guys that have emerged here are like legit pieces for the long haul versus like lightning in a bottle, hockey's a crazy sport, the last 6 weeks have been really fun?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think Connor McMichael and Hendrix LaPierre are both looking like guys who are pieces for the long haul. We do, me and the other beat writers kind of talk about this a lot of how they're ultimately pretty similar players, McMichael and LaPierre, and maybe there comes a day where one of them gets moved out to maybe acquire the number one center that this team has been looking for a while. But as of right now, they're both playing a huge role on this team and have had really strong years that I don't think are just lightning in a bottle. They've found a way to be consistent and contribute in all three zones. It's not like Hendrix is only having success because he's scoring goals or getting assists, and same for Connor. They're both playing 200-foot hockey, which is super important at this time of year, and they've gotten unbelievably valuable experience playing what have essentially been playoff games for the last month to try to get in, and now we'll get firsthand experience in the NHL postseason, which it's hard to overstate how important that is for guys at that stage of their career.
I just think Hendrix LaPierre is a cool name. You go ahead.
Well, you have said that they kind of overachieved, and if they are now in the playoffs, what do you think the mindset is going to be since they're there now?
I certainly don't think it's just that they're happy to be here. Spencer Carberry said last night that's exactly how they're not going to approach it. They believe that if they play to their standard and do everything they can do, they can make some noise and maybe knock off a team and pull off an upset. I mean, nobody thought they'd be here at all, so certainly nobody thinks they're going to beat the Rangers, but they kind of take pride in that underdog role, which is not something this team has been a lot lately or, you know, in recent years. So, I mean, we'll see. I don't hate the matchup with the Rangers for them. It's hard to say that when they're playing the team that won the President's Trophy and they're the 8 seed who snuck in on the final day of the regular season. But they've played three incredibly competitive, very tight games and one game where they got a little bit blown out, which is a better status of the series than they had against a lot of teams this year. So as far as heading into the playoffs, I mean, I don't think they're just going to be happy to be here. I think they're going to try to make some noise.
I agree with that. I mean, I think when you got a guy like Alex Ovechkin, it's never a happy to be here thing, right? And I think, you know, seeing how the guys look up to O and talk about him and like the reverence they have there. I mean, you have these guys. It's really impressive to watch the hockey they're playing because they are clearly limited offensively, but they are completely selling out defensively to try to win these games. And that means throwing your body on the line to block these shots in a lot of capacities. I have another question for you, Bailey, that maybe is like less talked about. Two people specifically I want to hit on. We know the phrase standing on their head. We all understand that goalies can just get red hot, right? How much of this is Lindgren is just red hot versus, you know, Lindgren might be a real piece of the puzzle going into the future?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think there were times this year where he was red hot and you wondered how sustainable it was. But I think even when he hasn't been at his peak red hot, I think about the games where he shut out Vegas and he had a shutout against the Rangers and had to make 35 saves in those games and stood on his head and was unbelievable. Those were the peaks, but the valleys weren't that far below that. He had a couple difficult games this year where they got blown out and the game started to open up, and a lot of games where maybe 6 goals went in, but only 2 of them he had any chance on. So for the overall balance of his season, he's been remarkably consistent as he's taken over the number one role. And I think that's a really encouraging sign for the future. I mean, he is 30 years old, so you start to wonder about the age a little bit, but he also has less mileage on his body than other 30-year-old NHL goalies because last year was his first year as a full-time NHL player. This is his first year as an NHL starter. Like, he hasn't played as many games as his same-age peers, which I think helps. And, again, the consistency that he's shown this year makes me think this is more than just him getting red hot, and this might be actually who Charlie Lindgren is.
Yeah, it's been exciting to watch, and the story's so cool. And then last one, and he's been further down the list. I know that, like, John Buccigross has tweeted about this, some big names in the hockey world. Carberry seems like he might be the dude. He just has a presence, like kind of a gravitas. What do you make of Coach Carbs and the job he's done keeping these guys locked in enough for this late season run into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think he's done really an unbelievable job. And the thing that really stands out to me is I don't think in Spencer Carberry's dream world, this grind it out, have to work as hard as humanly possible in all 3 zones for 60 minutes, win games 2-1 because you can't really score. Like, that's not ideally how his hockey teams would play. And at the beginning of the year, they didn't play like that, and they didn't win a lot of games. And what I find so impressive about him is that as a rookie head coach in the NHL, he has enough wherewithal, understanding of the game, and lack of ego to say, what we are doing isn't working. We have to win games a different way. And he got them to completely buy into the way they have to play, the physical forecheck, grind it out style. He's kept them in it all year long. I mean, you watch the videos they post of the post-game speeches he gives in the locker room, and you can just feel the charisma that he has and the way the group responds to him, which is a huge part of why they are where they are. And I think he's done a really unbelievable job in his first year.
I think he has too. I mean, they're still playing hockey. That tells you enough. Bailey, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time, and get some rest.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right. That is Bailey Johnson, covers the Capitals for the Washington Post. Give her a follow at Bailey A. Johnson _. Does a really good job. I enjoyed that. Did you, B? Yeah, that was our first time having Bailey on. She's sharp, knows her
very
pucks.
Sharp after she had no sleep, too.
Yeah, really. I am much less sharp.
Doesn't sound like your voice.
Well, I got less sleep, apparently, because I got home at least an hour after that.
What the hell were you doing?
We hit traffic. I wonder if she was on the train.
Probably so. Smart lady.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.